Always a pleasure to catch up with good old number 75. I'm still having a hard time that you're retired, Kyle Long. That just doesn't feel right to me. And you're working with Crown Royal, hashtag generosity hour today, which is a sweet thing. We're donating money to bartenders who are not working, obviously, right now. Great to see you, Kyle. And this is an awesome initiative you're doing.
Well, thanks so much for having me. And, you know, thank you for the alley-oop there. I'll take it to the rack from there. But Crown Royal, partnering with my older brother and I, we're super excited. We've pledged $15,000 towards the Generosity Hours initiative. We're going to be doing a happy hour digital tomorrow night on Instagram Live. That'll be at 6 o'clock Eastern. You can join Chris and I. Crown Royal will be donating up to $200,000 and matching for every time you use the hashtag generosity hour. So they will donate $2 for every time you use that hashtag. And Chris and I will be hanging out. I'll be drinking a nice Crown and Cola and hanging out with the Instagram Live chat.
So I do the Bears postgame show on WGN Radio, Kyle, and I don't know if you know the name Ed Obradovich, but every year at Christmas time, my gift is the Crown Royal Black. This is the good stuff. So just know that as we're...
Smart man.
Right? He's on top of his game. I interviewed your brother at the Super Bowl this year, and I've talked with you out at Hallis Hall back in the day multiple times. I'm just curious, who gets credit for the Long brothers being so balanced and interesting? Not to blow you up too much here, but I don't know if it's your dad, your mom, but you guys have always been a very grounded group here that's been fun to talk to and interesting at the same time.
Well, thank you so much. You're far too kind, and you're a tremendous liar. But honestly, I would say the success that Chris and I have enjoyed is in no secret due to the genetic code, I guess, because my dad has been so influential there. But when you look at just in totality as human beings, our mom has had such an impact on us, Diane, and what an incredible woman, and we're so, so thankful for her, and what a generous woman. And I mean, talk about hashtag generosity hours. Diane's, that's 24/7 for her.
All right. Hashtag Diana. It's good that we got you on it today. I feel all warm and fuzzy about getting mom in here. All right. Here comes the questions, Kyle.
Great.
Number one, who do you have your money on in the Bears quarterback competition coming up here if we're going to have some football?
Long answer short, the writing is on the wall for my friend number 10, and we are going to potentially see him in another jersey in years to come here. Sooner rather than later, I think Nick Foles is brought in to be the starting quarterback. There's no real secret there.
What do you think to this point has been the biggest thing missing with Mitch that perhaps he'll find somewhere down the line? I mean, you look at what Ryan Tannehill is doing this year. He certainly had a huge resurgence and now got a ton of money coming his way too. But what do you think has been missing for Mitch so far?
Unfortunately, help in the offensive line, which is why I'm 270 pounds now and talking to you on Zoom because I'm not getting ready to play in a football season. There's other guys who are and have struggled to stay healthy. I think that the tight end position is something that needs to be addressed. You look at teams like San Francisco and Baltimore, and they have strength in numbers when it comes to studs from the offensive line to the tight ends. And we could really implement that in our offense. And, you know, I know Matt Nagy understands that, but it's a matter of going out there and getting the right pieces.
Do you think Jimmy Graham can still play?
Yes. Jimmy Graham is an all-pro Jimmy Graham, but you're looking at a potential alternate for Pro Bowl with a guy like Jimmy Graham in the NFC North. When times are tough and running the ball is big, and then you get a change up with a 6'7" guy who can jump out of the gym, it's nice to have a guy like Jimmy Graham. Even over the hill, he's more athletic than all the guys in the secondary.
No doubt. What do you make of his numbers in Green Bay? Because he was playing with a pretty damn good quarterback up there.
Really good quarterback, but it's a really unique situation up there with Aaron. And I know he does find comfort in the tight end position. But Aaron is, I think he's an anomaly. I think we can all understand that. So if you're looking at the numbers for a tight end who is fresh in Green Bay, I don't know if I could stack those up against a guy like the tight end they had there for a few years who was very comfortable with Aaron. You know, we could see him have some good numbers this year. And with Foles potentially going to be the starting quarterback, they're going to need a safety blanket.
Do you think we're going to have football come September?
Well, right now it's one of those things where we don't know, and all we can do is do what we're supposed to do. That's stay home. You know, social distancing, all that stuff is very good. I think it's smart. And if we don't know, we don't know. But we do know that staying home right now is the best bet.
So if you are still playing and they're like, hey, Kyle, we want you to come to training camp in a month, how would you feel about that?
Obviously, contractually speaking, they would have the right, if I were to say no, to say, well, you're not getting this, unless there is a clause in for something like this, which is why I'm not an agent. But yeah, if it's the safety of the world and the health of the world, then I would implore people to follow the rules.
Yeah. How are you doing with your social distancing? I know you got the iRacing thing going on over there. You got helmets behind you. You certainly found a way to entertain yourself at home.
Yeah, obviously staying busy and staying active at home is great. We can't be out and about. I can't go camping. You can't go hunting. You can't go do any of that kind of thing. But what you can do is hang out. And, you know, one thing I'm going to be doing tomorrow night, we're going to be doing that Instagram live with Crown Royal. So hashtag generosity hours. And you know the drill there. Chris and I will be doing that. We've launched 15,000 of our own dollars there to get the ball rolling.
Is that neat? Is that on ice? What's your game plan?
I'm Crown and Cola on ice. And, you know, we have always enjoyed a nice dark Crown and never room temp. I like it on ice.
Okay. Hey, I know you've always been super complimentary to Jay Cutler, and we saw him down at the NCAA championship game this year in New Orleans. Give me one thing that Jay would do that would annoy you.
Well, I'll give you one thing that would annoy me, and it's an example of why I think he's the best leader I've ever been a teammate with. Okay. He would show up at my house at 6:30 in the morning on off days. So we play on a Sunday night. I'd want to sleep in on Monday morning. And Jay said, no. You played 80 snaps and beat the heck out of people. You got to go get your body worked on. So he would break into my house with his kids. He'd have his kids in his arms, and he'd wake me up, and he'd say, get your butt in there. We're going to get eggs first, but we're going to get to that training room. You're going to be healthy for next week, because I threw for 3 touchdowns last week.
How do you think that you and Jay had this bond?
Well, I think Jay understood that if there's a part in the pocket, he could. We had a great offensive line at the beginning when I first got there. Yeah. A bunch of veterans. I was the young buck. Jermon Bushrod, Roberto Garza, Matt Slauson, you know, Jordan Mills, a number of guys in that room were huge. But I think for Jay and I, it was just he could step up in the pocket behind the right guard and sling the ball to Brandon Marshall, and he felt comfortable with that. And he's a guy that we could go downtown and we could grab a Crown of Cola.
There's no doubt about that. Desert Island, Brandon Marshall. This is, you know, we'll say it's a 6-month castaway state. You got B. Marsh, or we're going to put you out there with Martellus Bennett. Who are you picking?
Unfortunately, for my guy Brandon, he's going to be on an island somewhere by himself. I'm going to be with Martellus. We're going to have a heck of a time. And you know what? He's one of the smarter guys I've been around. So we might find a way off the island, or we could just start our own empire there.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Marty B. And I enjoy Brandon, too. He had his own form of entertainment. All right, here, last one, Kyle. I'll put you under the microscope one more time. Who was the best coach you played for? You had Tressman, Fox, and of course, Matt.
You got to be more specific. Best is a very – you can ask me – you can maybe turn this into 3 questions and okay. Change the verbiage. You do what you got to do. But I have no problem answering these questions.
Who was the best strategist?
Best strategist was Mark Tressman. I would say the best – players coach was Matt Nagy for me. He did a great job taking care of me in terms of, you know, you shouldn't practice today. And just the guy I'd want to grab a Crown and Cola with, and maybe I have, John Fox, tremendous dude. But there you go. You got 3 answers there.
Did John Fox know what he was doing? Because half the time, like, how do you not know when to call a timeout?
Fox knew what he was doing, but you have to understand the guys that we had in terms of roster, it was tough. It was a tough spot, and we were in a lot of close games.
See, that's You deserve to play on more winners, Kyle Long. You really did. You know that, right?
Playing in Chicago, man, I've been a winner since day one. The people here in Chicago have taken me under their wing, you know, from just fans on the street to bartenders to anybody that's a fan of the Bears. They've treated me like family, and I'm a winner there.
In my bouquet throwing here, I've been watching the Bears since Vince Evans. I don't know if you know that name. We're talking like 1979. I was 6 years old. I've never remembered an offensive lineman who was the face of the team. Now, that did speak a little bit to the talent that was around you, but that's
a lot to the talent that was around.
Yeah, but you were also – you represented, man.
Well, I knew my job, and I knew how to do it. I knew what my job was. I knew how to do it. And I had the physical means to go do it for a while. And then when I couldn't, I stepped away. And now any involvement with the city and with the Bears is great.
Hashtag generosity hour. Last question. Should Matt Nagy have been more aggressive in the playoff game against your brother, against the Eagles? And maybe, who knows, Kyle Long could have a Super Bowl ring.
I still haven't gone back and watched that game. But one thing that I do know is that we did everything as an offense to be in position to win the football game. Now, there were chances in the four-minute situation prior to all that where we couldn't put them away. And I missed a few blocks. We had guys on the O-line that missed a few blocks. Could have been better there. We may not have even had to have the double doink situation.
Yeah, I mean, the way I remember it is Mitch was just so hot at the end. I'm thinking, why didn't you open up the offense a little bit
earlier? And that's why I love Mitch. And that's why you love a guy like 10 with the ball in his hands, because he's creating, he's Russell Wilsoning back there, and he's doing what he needs to do to get the ball further than where it was when we started. And it may not look like the way that everybody wants it to look like, but if you put some pieces around him, I promise you, it'll start to look like maybe Baltimore, maybe Seattle. And you bring some guys in who can catch the ball down the field. Anthony Miller is a guy who's going to develop. A-Rob, they need to lock him up. Juice Wims, another guy who's really good. Goes on and on and on. But O-line, tight ends.
Yeah. So you're betting that Mitch is going to have a good career probably elsewhere, but you're betting on 10.
I'm betting on 10. I'm taking I'm going all in on 10.
Interesting. All right. Should we have traded Jordan Howard? Was that a huge mistake?
What did we get for Jordan Howard?
I believe it was a sixth-round pick.
Who was the sixth-round pick? Okay, so I would say this about power running backs, and I feel like they're everywhere. Jordan Howard, we struck gold with. I didn't know who the heck Jordan Howard was, but when he came in there with his little low feet from Indiana and he was a UAB guy, they canceled their program. Nobody knows who the heck he is. He comes in, he's a Pro Bowler. I was an All-Pro that year, and then we get rid of him. And we bring in a couple guys who are smaller guys, scat guys, and they've been successful. But you need to compliment those guys. Yeah. You can't throw jabs the whole fight, bro.
I feel you. Which part of that, you know, Tariq was kind of a jab.
Because I love the jabs, but it's not a – we're not in the featherweight division.
That's true.
This is the NFC North.
Right.
And you don't have Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So go get Mike Tyson.
So you're with me that he should not have been moved. We needed the hammer.
We need the hammer, yeah, but he's gone, so we can't change the pass. But that thought process of the hammer remains.
Okay.
And they're out there somewhere. I mean, I'm sure there's six guys from the University of Alabama who could be 1,000-yard rushers next year in the NFL.
Well, I started with my guy, OB. I'm just going to wrap up with him. He wants Tariq in the slot. Playing wide receiver.
I think Tariq anywhere on the field is dangerous, but you put him in the slot and he threatens three different levels of defenders. If there's a stand-up D end, he might have to eye him up. A linebacker has to eye him. Safety, cornerback, you got a lot of stuff. If he's in the dot, that's the mic.
Yeah. So you like that idea?
I like having him move around as much as you can.
Yeah. Hey, man, great to see you. When's your next eye race?
So I will be iRacing next week against Dale Jr. and the likes of a lot of the guys in the field. And I will be doing a Twitch stream tonight at 7 p.m. Twitch TV, Kyle Long. We're Monday through Thursday every week. And you can check out more information on Twitter.
You're going to be an everyday radio guy, aren't you?
I have no idea, but I know that for tomorrow, I'm going to be a Crown Royal guy, and Chris and I are live, so don't miss it, 6 o'clock Eastern.
All right, 75, great to see you. Hashtag Generosity Hour. We're donating. Thanks for everything you're doing, Kyle.
Thank you very much.